כספורי. ונאמר ישעיהו יעזב ראשו דרכו וישוב נפשו וישראל. The Rabbi Yonah tells us the following. The question is, what exactly is the order of the steps of Shuvah? A person that basically is in order, and is vis-a-vis a certain mitzvah. Once in a while he stumbles. His Ava title, the Yechzikul of Yitzhak Yitzkafeyu, the Yitzhak got the best of him. The Lo Nechlet to Rayon of Kushim of Figaro, and he didn't arouse himself quickly enough to fight off the Yitzhak. And he didn't dry up the sources of the Yetzirah. How can you go real Yetzirah Haromo? The Yetzirah swept him into his net. That was only a temporary thing, the eater. Also, he was frightened, overwhelmed by the Yetzirah. The Lomi Asher Chepto, or Tzoro Limtzo, one of Allah's Kamar, for instance, it's not that he desires, he intends to do this again. The first thing that this person has to do is charotah. To truly regret the avera that he's done. He should feel bitter. And he should end Yerushalayim. Yazav darko, and then he has to change the derech that he has after the charotah. Moshe Neamar, Umoyde v'Oizav Yerucho, Hiskat Chilu Moyde, Ala Charotah Avidim, V'Achar Tach Oizav, and then to attend to the fact that he's not going to do the avera again. Hey Kabbalas, Achayisha Mitiatzav, Al Derech Loitoyv Tomet, a person that constantly violates a certain aspect of the halacha. The Gevra Chatov Derech L'Cholya. And this is day after day, he goes down the stairs. V'shoyna b'yivalto, he repeats his foolishness, v'shobim r'tzosa g'alpomim rabbis, v'chol eis, oyev horey, u'mich sholavon yosim noch v'noch achponot. And his intention is, v'cheftim av'amoso shol yivosim v'noch v'ashon yosim noch. He intends to do it again. Reis is true at ish as the last of dark or rom, of shaft or rom. First, he has to separate himself from the improper path that he has. Well, the haskel, the kayam, the kabbalah by Yosef Lafton, and to make a kabbalah. After it being discouraged, the Yosef and Ishkos. And after that, he should have kabbalah. The Yisvadu Yoshu Valashem. Shanama Yazav Rosh Darko, the Yishom and Lachshav Yosef, and then the Yoshu Valashem. So we have different places. Shlomo HaMelech writes initially a Moed V'Ezer Yeruchim. First comes the Vidim and the Charotah, and then to attend the Aziva Sachet, in other words, the Kabbalah Laosid subsequently. And the Novi Yishayon writes Yazav Rosh Adarko. First we need a strong Kabbalah Laosid. And after that, the Yosha Wal Hashem Ulaz Mayim. So the difference he writes is a person that infrequently violates the halacha, then he starts with the charotah. A person that constantly violates the halacha, if it's not what Aziva Sechet. So Rav Hena of Zecha Tzadik Lebrocha used to say over a name of Rav Naftali Chomp, Zecha Tzadik Lebrocha. We know in yeshivas of Naftali Chomp, Zavelt Lamed, a tremendous shiur. But Rav Naftali was also a very accomplished darshan. And Friday night, he used to darshan for the Balabatim in Zulna, in Rabban, used to go to the shul in Rabban, darshan for the Balabatim. He was a very, very accomplished darshan, Rav Naftali. So Rav Naftali said that what pshat did Shari Tshuva, so I gave him Moshe. In pre-war Europe, there was, in the early part of the 20th century, one of the greatest Birim in Litva, who was a major financial factor behind all the yeshivas, was in the tanning business. And all the rashivas, the great rashivas in the early part of the 20th century, used to go to raise money from him. And he gave tremendous amounts of money to support the yeshivas in Litva. And he had a palatial home. But what was odd about it, his palatial home was right next door to the tannery, on the same grounds as the tannery. nowadays. You know, if you learn ksuvus, and the Gemara says in ksuvus that if you switch professions, you become a bursuk, you're a tana, so your wife can demand that you give her a get and you pay the ksuvah, because it's unbearable, the stench. So the Roshubas used to come there, and they literally had to hold their nose just to be able to get into his house. And here he built a mansion right next door to him. Shot it that he was so used to the smell he didn't feel it anymore. So Rav Naftali said, that's the pshat. A person that does a chet once in a while, so he feels the stench of the other, the reyach ra that it has. So he could do, he could be mischar. A person that does an aveir constantly, he loses sensitivity to the reyach ra. There's no stench associated with it anymore. He works in the sewer department. He doesn't know what's fresh ears. So first he has to escape to do as he was a chet, to come out with his fresh air. And after a while, when his senses start to become normalized again, then he'll first realize how terrible the chet was. The marshal that Rav Naftali Zatzal gave. I just want to point out one other thing before we conclude with tonight. Rav Yehuda describes the process of how the Yetzirah overcomes a person. The Torah frightens us. Fright is a major aspect in all battle. Besides, before anything else, you try to frighten the enemy. You do things which make a tremendous amount of noise, just to frighten them, to rattle them. The Yetzer Hara tells us that we won't be able to resist it. Since you can't resist it, so what are you fighting for? You fight with a person you can defeat. If you're going to lose anyhow, so why are you fighting? The derech to fight with the Yetzer Hara is not to become frightened. The derech to fight with the Yetzer Hara, Kibalnu, is to tell the Yetzer, I might lose. But for the next hour, you're not going to win. For this hour, you're not going to win. And I push him off. And an hour, I'll push him off for another hour. We should not be concerned if we'll succeed in defeating him or not. We have to delay. Push off the Yetzirah and keep pushing him off. Then we won't be so frightened by him. When he comes, we'll push him off. And Mameila ultimately will be zeichah that it's Siyat Deshmaya to push him away altogether. But if we contemplate defeating the Yetzirah sometimes, we feel that the Yisoyer is so great, how are we possibly going to overcome it? You do the mice of the Stipler, that's all, which is an important derech and avoid altogether. The Stipler was drafted into the Russian army, but in the Russian army for a short amount of time. So he once had to do sentry duty Friday night. And it was extremely cold when he was. So they had a special parka that the one sentry gave to the next when he went off duty. So when he came to do his sentry duty, he saw that the guy before him had left, and he hung the parka on a tree. And it was Shabbos, and English Tam Shalil, and he wasn't allowed to take it. The possibility of surviving the frost of this type throughout the night is beyond conception. So the Stipler said to himself, listen, 15 minutes, I can survive. Nothing's going to happen to me. So I'm going to be machmir for the next 15 minutes. When that 15 minutes ended, he felt strong enough that I could go another 15 minutes. And he has made the decision for every 15 minutes, and he finished the entire night without touching the coat. That's the derech of dealing with the Yetzer. That's the derech of Avodah Zarah. Not to worry in the long run how we're going to defeat the Yetzer. That we need to yada d'shmaya for. We don't want to. We shouldn't throw in the towel. Don't quit. That's it. For an hour, I can stand up to him. I'll deal with the Yetzer Hara on an hour from now. Right now, I'm busy. I have other things to do. And another hour, I'll push him off again for another hour. This is that Rabbi Yona tells us. This is a major problem. We get overwhelmed. Don't allow ourselves to. We don't allow ourselves to be overwhelmed. We can withstand many, many misgivings. That's what you're always saying.